content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Hello, everybody, and thank you very much for tuning in to Spiritually Raw. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you'd like to check us out, we're here every Monday and Wednesday on BBS Radio at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, along with about 100 different other online networks that you can check us out on. So if you'd like to get exposure and be access all of our networks, all you have to do to be a guest is go to spirituallyraw.com and put in your information there, and we will get back at you.
And you'll also get a free copy of Secrets to Interview Riches.
There you go. Yes.
So
yes.
Everybody is well prepared for their interviews.
Yes, yes, yes.
So you knock your interview out of the ballpark.
Yes, you do. See how that works out there right there? When you don't have a script, it works good, doesn't it? All right, anyway, let's talk about our guest today.
Ann Wagner. Overcoming depression and anxiety. Finding your soul's purpose with Ann Wagner. Motivational speaker and author with 30 years of firsthand experience in the areas of depression and anxiety, Anne suffered a traumatic brain injury and went into a coma. During her recovery, her consciousness left her body and she experienced the spiritual shift, and she studied consciousness for the past 6 years, particularly as it relates to improving mental health. For about 4 decades, she had suffered from debilitating depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. After her stroke, she learned to retrain her brain with meditation and positive affirmations. After traumatic brain injury and subsequent, not just one, but subsequent out-of-body experiences, and focused her study on the relationship between our thoughts, our consciousness, and direct impact on our mental health. She speaks to audience about retraining the brain by slowing down the mind and changing the programming. She says on the most fundamental level, she teaches techniques that can change negative thought patterns as they arise. And you know what? With practice and over time, she shows people how they can radically change consciousness and their outcomes in their lives.
All right. Let's welcome Anne to the show.
I think a lot of people are going to really benefit from this show, Miss Anne. Because I think there's a lot of depressed people, especially right now. Actually, you know what?
What?
Especially with everything that's going on right now. And do you think like the depression level has, increased times 1,000?
Yeah, well, for sure, the anxiety level has increased times 1,000. And I can address that now or later or,
let's roll.
You know, especially in the wake of the coronavirus.
Yeah, let's. What suggestions? How can you help people through this?
Well, it helps to really understand what's going on, and that is, the fear is usually caused by things that we feel we can't control. You know, not to mention facing our own mortality, and we get kind of carried away in that. And the way to handle that is to realize that it starts with just a thought. So if you're having a bad thought, if you're a meditation practitioner, you learn how to let those thoughts go. But if you don't, you start creating the thought itself isn't bad. But when you start creating a scenario like, am I going to be healthy? Or, you know, am I going to get sick over this? And then you get carried away. And before you know it, you know, you've created a monster type of thing.
How does someone get control of that without drugs? Are you saying without drugs, with drugs?
Well, without drugs, I mean, you know, some people use alcohol and weed and things like that, and that's all right, but that's an avoidance kind of thing. What I do recommend, seriously, is that people, first of all, take a really deep breath and then realize that having the thought is all right. That's not going to hurt you, that thought. But then if you're not somebody who practices meditation regularly, I suggest that you use 4 words. You say, I am here now. So that puts you in the present moment. So you're not worried about something that might happen in the future.
That's really good. That's good. So if somebody's like having, let's say, quote, an anxiety attack, for them to, for not to have it to manifest into something catastrophic, they say, I am here now.
Right, because it does put you in the present. And then after that, kind of ask yourself, you know, if what I'm feeling is, or is this thought really happening right now? And if it isn't, and if you can say, do I have food in the refrigerator? Check. Toilet paper? Check. My kids are healthy? Check. Roof over my head? Check. What I recommend is you just say thank you. And not only because thank you is the right thing to do and a nice thing to do, it's because from a spiritual standpoint, it grounds you again in the present moment. The past has, we can't do anything about the past. The future hasn't happened yet. The only real moment we have is right here, right now.
So how's the future not really happened yet? Because there are some people that are saying the future has happened. We're living the past, present, and the future, which is all kind of very complicated. It's like a mental mind screw. But do you think the future has not occurred yet?
Well, I mean, it depends how you look at it. I suppose there are different realities and things like that as far as different quantum realities. But, you know, clearly it's Monday today and Tuesday hasn't happened yet, right, on a most fundamental level.
Yeah.
And so if Tuesday the whole world is going to come crashing down, maybe that's somebody's thought, that's somebody's prediction, that's what, media would have you believe. But it's like, no. And does any of that worrying help your mental health? Does it add time to your life? I think not. And right. It probably takes time off your life. So if you can't control it, control what you just take a deep breath and go with it and just be thankful for what you've got now. It'll keep you grounded in the moment. And you'll realize if you do this enough that things aren't quite as bad as everybody makes them out to be for you personally.
I like where you're going. So you suffered a traumatic brain injury and went into a coma. Can you take us back? How did it happen? Like what was going on then?
Sure. So about 6 years ago, first of all, just a preface very quickly that I had always suffered from very poor physical health, lots of surgeries, and wickedly bad mental health, kind of living like crap on the bottom of the ocean type of thing. And so what happened was this was my fourth surgery. I had a fourth surgery on my shoulder. It was very routine and the surgery actually went well. But 2 weeks to the day later, I had a stroke. And they think now what happened was that I threw a clot. And unknown to me, I had a hole in my heart. And so instead of the clot going to my lung, it caused a stroke. So you can imagine, and then I went into a coma briefly.
How long did that last?
Very brief. They think it was a result of over-medicating me for the pain of the stroke, but they brought me out of it. And just suffice it to say there were multiple medical problems that required multiple hospitalizations. And so on one of those hospitalizations, I can remember very clearly sitting up on my hospital bed, having a very normal conversation with my nurse. And then I remember I told her, I don't feel so well. And I fell back on the bed and I felt like there was a 1,000-pound weight that was pinning me down to the bed.
Oh, and, that's the worst feeling.
And it was weird. It was so scary. But then it was as if my consciousness or something went to the left of my body. And then I became very peaceful and very objective, and I'm watching myself crying and kind of wailing on the bed. And I was vaguely aware that they called a rapid response. They thought I was having another stroke, and I wasn't. But anyway, the gist of this was when my consciousness came back into my body. First of all, I was totally freaked out, as anybody would be, because I was so sick and it was so traumatic, the experience. So I didn't process it right away, but I did have two really strong understandings for that time that I was outside of my body. And the first was that I was, you know, we all grow up thinking we have this mind and body, but unless you go to church every Sunday, you don't really concentrate on the soul. And I thought, so the first understanding was, I think this must be what is my soul, something that exists in my body while I'm alive and something that exists for all time. That was the first kind of understanding. And the second one was I had this overwhelming knowingness that every human being is connected to each other through this consciousness and to the universe. And when I learned that, it was kind of like things were never the same. I look at everything differently. So
how long? How long was it? No worries. Was this like a period of 2 minutes, 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks?
The out of body experience?
Yes.
That was about 5 to 10 minutes until they wheeled me down for another CT scan, and then my consciousness came back into my body. Mm. And I didn't put it all together for about a couple of months, I would say.
All right, hold that thought, Anne. We got to take a quick break. Yep. A word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, everybody. It is my pleasure to introduce you to Billie Jean, certified in NLP and Reiki Master. Billie Jean's unique approach to drumming and native healing, as well as her coaching and mentoring, provides a deep healing in animals and humans. It is Billie Jean's mission to connect you to Mother Earth, because really, isn't that what it's all about? You will notice a tremendous difference in the spirit energy around you immediately following your session with Billie Jean. So to book your session or for rates, contact Billie Jean at spiritwalker5678@gmail.com. And that's Billie Jean at spiritwalker5678@gmail.com.
The year is 2021, and the world finds itself under the direct control of an unquantifiable, unidentifiable, stealthy satanic conspiracy, whose goal is nothing short of snatching the souls of everyone. Get your copy of Terry L. Cook's riveting new sci-fi novel, The Duke of Hell, The World's Final Dictator, and get lost in a tale of planned calamities engineered by a secretive cabal intent on preparing the world for the arrival of its demonic alien master. While the hellish chaos begins to extend globally, only a very few are aware that Earth has entered its final hour. The Duke of Hell, The World's Final Dictator, grabs hold of your conscience and doesn't let up until the very last page has been read. And even then, it leaves you wanting more. The Duke of Hell, The World's Final Dictator is available now in either paperback or Kindle formats from dukeofhell.com. Buy it now at dukeofhell.com. That's dukeofhell.com. Get your copy today at dukeofhell.com.
All right, everybody, and thank you very much, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. So, Anne, let me ask you from this perspective, are we separate from the thousands of thoughts that we have?
Yes, we definitely are. And Jay, that's a key to maintaining your mental health, because when you understand that, hey, you know, your thoughts are just something that you have, they're not you, that you realize that, you know, they're just thoughts. They can't get you in and of themselves into trouble. So I highly recommend meditation, because it helps you understand and easily lose thoughts that don't serve you any longer. That's what I had to do when I learned to kind of retrain my brain.
So how do you, where can someone start? Like, I mean, it sounds on the surface, okay, you can retrain your brain. It sounds so easy, but how do you actually do that? How can you control if someone's mind is just racing and racing and racing and racing? I know we talked a little bit about centering, but how can you retrain your brain to do that all the time and to like snipping in the bud before it happens?
Well, April, given the fact that I've been doing it for 6 years, so it doesn't happen overnight. I mean, I'd be lying if I said that, but it's a practice. As they say, you know what I mean? You have to practice it regularly. I do about a half hour in the morning, half hour at night. And some people say, well, that never works. My mind is still going a million miles a minute. It does over time. Actually, there's a scientific foundation to that, how they've measured the brain waves in people who meditate over long periods of time. And they actually show one brain wave that's a little more prevalent, the alpha wave, where people are more relaxed and more calm. So it does work. It's a combination, though, both of slowing your thoughts down through meditation and changing the thought pattern with certain affirmations, like saying, I am healthy, or I am abundant. And even if you don't believe it, if you say it long enough, it's like doing anything to create a new habit. Eventually, your brain takes that up and imprints that. So it can be done. That's what I teach. I teach a few things, but there's no greater thing. I was so low that I saw just dramatic improvement, because slowing your brain down, you take away the resistance to the new thoughts that you're implanting. That's kind of the key of what's going on.
Is that considered what you just gave us, one of your mind hacks for excessive thoughts, or is there something else?
Well, there's also one other thing that's extremely valuable, which I didn't understand. Most people, I would say, are in their heads about 98% of the time. They're not ever really aware of what's going on around them. So I think that one really good mind hack is what people that do meditation call grounding. And you can do it a number of ways, and it sounds really strange, but you kind of either imagine a cord coming out of the base of your spine and just going clear through the earth to the center of the earth and wrapping itself around the core, grounding you. And that helps you to remember that you are not your thoughts. It keeps you in the present moment, and you realize that, wait a minute, these thoughts, it's just a thought, it's going to go away. I do a grounding practice regularly. Some people are very grounded, other people are not, but most of the time, unless you've practiced it, you're going to places where things haven't even happened yet. Thoughts turn into things that haven't even happened yet.
The thoughts that are running through your mind or someone's mind when they're having an anxiety attack, where is that coming from? Is that coming from like an alternate universe? Is it coming from entities? Where exactly are these wild, insane thoughts that can pop up out of nowhere? Where are they actually coming from?
Well, that's a great question. People may have different opinions on this, but I think that from the time we're very small children, we're programmed with beliefs. Like if you got a message when you were growing up that you were never good enough and you'll never amount to anything in this world, and then you try to get on stage to be a speaker and you freeze up, well, you've got a history there. You've got these mental tapes that have been playing forever. So, you know, it's a combination of learning to ground and learning to breathe properly and just kind of be in the moment and relax the best you can. Medication sometimes will help, but again, that's going to treat the symptom, but that's really not going to treat the basis of the problem.
So how do you leverage your spiritual understanding to improve mental health? Like, how can we do this?
So I guess I would tell you that leveraging goes back to the retraining the brain is only half the issue, all right? Because if you change your thoughts, that's one thing, and make them more positive. And now people call me upbeat when nobody would have called me that 10 years ago, an upbeat person. But that's only part of the battle, because let's say you've been in a career that just – You've learned to retrain your brain and you think positive thoughts, but you hate going into work because it's the same old whatever. You know, maybe you don't like the people you work with. Maybe you're not challenged. So the second part where you leverage your spiritual understanding is you have to follow your feelings. Sounds really basic, and it's not always, because it takes a lot of courage if you have to leave a job that just, you know, sucks the life out of you. I get it. But maybe you can do little things on the side until you, which I did. I took some side jobs that I so liked, and they lifted me, you know, and you do things a little bit at a time until you can get in the position where, one, you're thinking positively the majority of the time, and two, you're doing something that just delights your soul, delights what you came here to do. And it would be different for you too than it would be for me.
So you had mentioned that you were having issues a lot of with anxiety and depression. Did that stem from, was it a relationship? Was it childhood? Was it, what was the trigger that caused that?
Well, I think when you're in it, April, you don't know the answer, right? You very often get depressed and you don't know why. You can't really pinpoint it, but I can kind of track mine back now that, you know, growing up, for instance, my feelings on money and the anxiety around money, both of my parents were little children. They were just born right during the Depression, and both of their fathers passed away. So they were always insecure about money. And consequently, I was always insecure about money. And as far as the other depression went, yeah, I tended to be a person who I have a very narcissistic parent. I love her very much. And I married a very narcissistic man like these. I kept repeating these lessons till I finally learned to keep some boundaries. And that's what life is. We're evolving. We've got to find our joy. We have to set our boundaries. And then the goal is to, the hardest goal is to still love people after that's all said and done. Be able to forgive them, forgive ourselves, and still send love.
All right.
That's absolutely. Kind
of hang tight, everybody. More with that when we get back.
Are you challenged by a physical condition, the cause of which cannot seem to be determined? Ever know someone who seemed to be cured, and then the same condition returned, or another one showed up, if as by magic?
Would you be interested in an approach that supports your medical team in finding and resolving the emotional trauma hidden in your subconscious mind that triggered your condition in the first place so that your good health can return?
If this is you or someone you know, contact Catherine Silver, Certified Holistic Health Counselor, by visiting her website at www.catherinesilver.com. That's CatherineSilver.com.
And let her experience and expertise support your health and well-being. You can also email her at KathySilverHealth@gmail.com. KathySilverHealth@gmail.com.
Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today.
Do you have a hard time sharing your thoughts, opinions, feelings, and emotions with those closest to you or expressing your needs in your romantic relationships? Would you like to create openness and honesty in your closest relationships?
Lynn Everard is a life coach and expert in teaching people how to speak their truth. He is the author of How Speaking Your Truth Could Save Your Life and How It Saved Mine.
It's time to speak your own truth. Connect with Lynn Everard at www.lynneverard.com or email at leverard@lynneverard.com. That's leverard@lynneverard.com.
All right, everybody, and thank you very much, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Yes, 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 and right back at you, Ann Wagner. So, Ann, this is really some good stuff here. So, can you, as we get down to the closing part of the show, I just want a couple questions from you. So, how does that really sabotage our dreams and desires?
Well, so everybody has an ego. People wonder how to get around it, things like that. And I don't mean an ego like, hey, you know, I make more money than you do. I'm talking about the ego that if I were to say to myself, I am thin, I'm going to lose weight. And the ego voice says, well, why'd you eat that jelly donut this morning? You know, it's that constant voice that we all have, right? That's trying to sabotage us. And it does. It puts limitations. It's very protective. It doesn't like it when we try to retrain our brain or break out of our normal habits and patterns. And so,
where does that stem from? Why do
I'm not sure. You know, I've done a lot of reading on it, and people have various ideas. I'm not convinced yet, but I think it's a protective mechanism. I mean, face it, the world can be hard and cruel sometimes, right?
Yep.
And so we just develop this exterior self that wants to just jump out. You know, we haven't trained it in our brain. And when you slow down your thoughts, fortunately, the ego slows down and you can push through it. But until you do, you can never accomplish, in my opinion, you can never accomplish all that you set out to do when you came to this world.
So if you think, okay, let's think about this for a second. Let's say hypothetically, you had two amazing parents and you grew up on an island in Tahiti and you never really had any troubling experiences. Would this ego still creep up the same way in that type of environment as it would in, you know, you grow up in New York City or the cities or, you know, just life in the United States or anywhere where you have tragedies and death and there's drugs and so forth and so on? Would it still be the same?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. And I can tell you that I didn't have exactly a traumatic upbringing by any means, but I have a huge ego, which is not a good thing, right? I've had to really tame it. So I don't know whether we're, you know, it's more that we're born with a propensity to be a certain way or not, or if it has to do geographically where you grow up. I don't know. I don't know if it's a lesson that you've come to learn in this lifetime that you have to be more assertive. You know, I used to be very introverted and I wouldn't have dreamt doing a radio show. Forget about it, you know.
Right.
But so you just keep, that's another thing I do is, you know, coaching leaders, showing them how to lead from their spirit rather than their ego, because it's when you can harness that ego power, and we're not really, you know, we don't have time to get into it a lot, but it's like there's so much more you can do, but you have to get past this ego and you just have to keep pressing, even when you fail, even when you eat the jelly donut, you just keep moving forward.
Gotcha.
All set.
Words of wisdom right
words
there.
Words of wisdom from Ann Wagner, everybody. So, Ann, tell us a little bit before, we've got a few minutes left. Can you give our audience some things, that valuable information that you can love and leave us with, and also how they can get a hold of you for your services?
Sure. I would say as many times as I was suicidal and grew up in my life, the first bit of wisdom I would give you is do what it takes to hang in there until you get to this solution. You can contact me or anybody that does retraining of the brain like I do in order to help you. But I want to offer hope to you folks. There is hope that you can live your best life. So that's what I want to leave there. And you can reach me at awagner@annwagnerlive.com or just go to my website, annwagnerlive.com, and fill out contact us. I would be happy to speak to your group or conduct classes to train you or do any coaching.
Oh, right on, right on. That was very nice of you. You got to like Ann Wagner, don't you?
How could you possibly not?
How could you possibly not? I think you
should make anybody feel better.
I know. You're a great guest, Ann. Thanks for being on here with us. I wish you a lot of luck on here. So everybody check out Ann Wagner Live, .com. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed it because we most certainly did on this end.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
Look up and I see stars out tonight. Look up and I feel things just ain't right. Look up and I hear the people cry. I look up and I wonder why. Don't you want to know what is? Do we really exist? Is life but a flame? A star burning out, is it the same? Oh, look up and I see things have changed for me. I look up and I feel feeling has rearranged. Look up and I hear the dolphins cry. I look up and I just don't know why.
passed our way. Will we be here another day?